A surprising decision today from the world's largest oil-producing countries. Members of OPEC agreed to cut production while at the same time raising official production limits. Some analysts called the move smoke and mirrors, an attempt to take over Iraq's share of OPEC production. Iraq, meanwhile, is just beginning to produce oil again. U.S. officials say Iraq's southern oil wells are pumping fuel to run power plants around Basra. It's too early to chart future exports, but there's a desperate need for oil products inside the country, as NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from Baghdad.
Employees began returning to the Iraqi oil ministry this week, even though the lights were still off. People flipped cigarette lighters as they walked the black halls.
Mine is working.
Fahmi Jarawala came here today for the first time since the war. He's the chief accountant for the oil ministry. He discovered that the ministry's financial records disappeared during his absence.
And unfortunately, all the books are destroyed.
How were they destroyed?
They're destroyed by those, you know, who took the law to their hands.
Looters also made off with ministry computers before the U.S. military circled this building with troops and barbed wire. But senior employees hope to resume business within days. A leading official sat today in short sleeves, working by the light from a window. Thamer Al-Ghabdan faces huge questions with billions of dollars at stake. For example, how to modernize the oil fields and whether foreign companies will get to buy a stake in Iraq's oil wealth. He's deferring all those decisions since there's no national leader to make them.
There is a hierarchy, okay? There's an organization within the ministry. And the Minister of Oil is the boss, of course, all right? Our minister is not, around now.
Saddam Hussein's oil minister is not around now because he's on the most wanted list of Iraqi officials. In the absence of a government or clear instructions from the United States, Thamer Al-Ghabdan is focusing on the most urgent problem, getting some gasoline and cooking fuel to the Iraqi populace.
It is said in the West, I have heard it many times, oil is politics and politics is oil. All right? I'm not talking politics.
He is talking about the stability of this country. People in this oil-rich nation have been lining up at gas stations and cursing the United States for the shortage of fuel. Many Iraqis have gone for weeks without a tank of propane gas, which they use to cook. At a propane distribution center today, a crowd was on the verge of a riot demanding fuel. The distributors were afraid to open their gates, so Baghdad residents were heaving their steel tanks over the gates to be filled with what little gas there was. Neda, who's a conservative Muslim, says she's humiliated to press through this crowd of men begging for fuel. At Baghdad's oil refinery 2 days ago, another crowd came so close to breaking down the gates that U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Christopher Pease called out a military force.
We arrived with our tanks, which pushed back their trucks, and got our guys there. We separated the company and them, and then they calmed down. They're very excitable people.
The Army recommended that the refinery just sell off its stock of propane rather than risk another confrontation. People were lining up their empty steel cans today, and the supply to refill them may last a few more days. For oil ministry officials, the best news is that their industry is not in terrible physical shape. The Baghdad refinery is operating. Orange flame spits out of a smokestack, one productive fire among Baghdad's daily arsons. The refinery just needs repair to the pipelines that bring in crude oil from distant fields. The complex of tanks and tangled pipes was almost untouched by the war. And you could see the proof of that in the refinery office today. There, on a bench, sat an American human shield who volunteered to live at this refinery throughout the war. Faith Fippinger of Sarasota, Florida, was just now saying her goodbyes to the oil workers.
The bombs, the missiles were a constant in the air, but they did not hit here at the refinery. They hit close, but they did not hit the refinery.
Possibly no property in Baghdad was less in need of a human shield. U.S. officials set a high priority on preserving Iraq's oil industry. That effort may soon ease Iraqis' hardships, even if it adds to their suspicions that the U.S. came here for oil alone. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Baghdad.